Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Good day. Welcome to Orange County Talk Radio. I'm John Marino, and we are produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Robeson Oil, the house that service built. Lipolis Electric, don't be left in the dark. Get Lipolis. Hightower Westchester, managing your wealth to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, Michael Labriola Landscape Design and Construction of Armonk. And by Tompkins, Mayopac Bank. We are joined here on what's happening in the Lower Hudson Valley by Colonel Deborah McDonald. Colonel Deborah McDonald is the Director of Admissions at the United States Military Academy at West Point, right here in Orange County. Colonel, welcome to Orange County Talk Radio. And as the Director of Admissions, I have to ask you right off, what is the biggest factor why someone decides to join not only the Army, but any of the branches of military service in general?
Well, thank you, John. Thank you again for inviting me on this program. And that really is, it gets to the crux of why people enter the military in general, is they want a challenge. They want to give back to society. They want to serve. So each one of us that chooses the military as perhaps coming to a service academy or joining the Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, Merchant Marines, there is a desire to be part of something bigger than themselves, mm-hmm. and a desire to serve.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you find with most recruits that this is something they wanted to do since they were kids, since they were 7, 8, 9 years old, and they were fascinated by what they saw about the military on TV or online now, obviously, too? Or is this more something that young people pick up on as they move through their teens and they're deciding, what should I do with my life?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think that many young people do consider the military when they're young, when they're kids. And just like they want to be an astronaut or they want to be a nurse or a doctor. So
I wanted to be a bus driver or a subway conductor growing up in Manhattan.
Driver, yes.
I'm fascinated by all that.
So yeah. The sky's the limit as a child. And as they move forward and through time, they begin to refine their choices. And oftentimes they move away from that in their early teens. And as they start looking at college, the service academies open up an opportunity for them to then go back and touch their childhood roots of desire to serve. So we do see that many of our young men and women who enter West Point have had an early interest in the military, but not always. Mm-hmm. The underlying factor is that they want a challenge. They want to be part of something bigger than themselves, and they want to serve America.
Mm-hmm. How did you get into it?
Well, I was, that's an interesting question too. I'm the daughter of a career military officer, and I absolutely had no desire to serve in the military whatsoever. And it wasn't until I saw a movie, a made-for-TV movie in the 1970s about women at West Point. And that was the first time that I realized that West Point was opening its doors to women. As the youngest daughter of three children, I wanted to do something different. I wasn't really sure I wanted the Army. And now, 36 years after graduating, I'm still in the Army. But I wanted the challenge. I wanted the excitement, and I wanted something different. And I wanted to serve. So that's I applied. I was fortunate to get in. And so here I am.
Do you find that for a lot of the recruits, it's a family thing like it was, I guess, on your end, partially too? Like, for example, law enforcement, police officers, et cetera, firemen, you see. A lot of families of fathers, sons, brothers, uncles, cousins, et cetera, daughters, aunts, mothers. Same thing with the military?
Well, it's interesting. There's a perception that it is, but I would say that the majority of our cadets come from a non-military family background. But we do have about 40%, maybe 35% of our cadets that have some member of their immediate family who served in the military. As we move further and further away from into the all-volunteer force, we have less and less familial interactions with the military. So we're seeing the majority of our cadets do not have a family background with the military.
And yet that 35 to 40% is a pretty good number.
It is. And so it's not, but I guess that's not unlike other professions, that if your father is a doctor or your mother is a lawyer, that the child may decide to pursue one of those professions because they're comfortable in that domain.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's make no mistake about it. Committing yourself to a lifetime or at least a number of years to the Army, to the military in general, it is a way of life, no doubt.
It is. So, and again, with any profession, there is something unique about that profession. So the military certainly has a way of life about it. You wear different clothes, a uniform. Here I am in my Army combat uniform. Traditions and when we go back into the military has been part of a human tradition for, you know, thousands of years. And it's a camaraderie and the teamwork and being part of that profession of arms. So it is a different way of life, but make no mistake that each individual that enters the military carries with them their own uniqueness and their individual talents and skills and personalities. And so it's open and inviting to everyone.
When we talk commitment, when it comes to the Army, be the best you can be. What does that mean to you?
So I like that. In fact, that was an old, very similar to an Army recruiting ad that we had back in the 70s, be all that you can be. But I look at the immortal words of Vince Lombardi, perfection is not attainable. But if we chase perfection, then we can catch excellence. So I think that really embodies what that is. Be the best that you can be. If you chase excellence, if you chase perfection, then excellence is achievable.
How about the few, the proud? Oh, wait a second. That's taken, right? The Marines have that. But it all applies to every service academy. The Army slogan, the Marine slogan, et cetera, applies all the way around to every service academy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When you bring in recruits or when you get out there on the recruiting trail, and I guess the Army obviously to a great deal sells itself, what kind of characteristics do you look for in potential incoming recruits with regards to personality, to way of life, to accomplishments through their early and teen years? What do you look for?
West Point looks very much similar as other colleges and universities. So we're going to look for academic excellence and preparation within the high school or even college curriculum if they've gone to college. We're going to look for leadership experience, either in the athletic component or extracurricular activities. We will also look for physical fitness, and we have a physical fitness test to measure that fitness ability of our candidates. Our candidates also have to take a medical exam to ensure that they are commissionable and they meet the medical standards for entry into the Army. And finally, we look at character. We look at how they've inculcated all of these elements into a life of good living, good choices, and do they have the right stuff to be a future Army officer.
Mm-hmm. The right stuff. Yeah, we did that in a movie too, right?
We did.
Years back, yeah. Covering it all here. You bring up an interesting point about the physical and medical aspects of it too, and that you could aspire to be in the Army, but you do have to get yourself up to a certain grade physically to be able to do it.
That's right, but that's we also build that. And so we recognize that you need to have a certain level of physical fitness in order to enter into the program so that you're not going to be injured when you come here. But we do have a developmental physical fitness program once a cadet enters West Point to develop and build on their natural physical abilities so that when they graduate, they are at the top of their game and are able to go out and lead the men and women in uniform in a high physical fitness ability. The Army has just transitioned into a new physical fitness test. We're in a transitioning stage of this. It's called the Army Combat Fitness Test. It's different than what we've used for the last really 40 years. And I, for one, I'm much older than many people in the Army. I, for one, look at this test as a test functional fitness and flexibility. So we're still working through the eaches and ors of that, but really to our listeners out there, for anyone who's interested in joining the military, stay physically fit, stay flexible, and look at conditioning exercises that will prepare you to be well-rounded across all components of the physical fitness domain.
Why was this test changed? I guess it was updated, kind of like the use of analytics in sports nowadays.
Well, I think there's it ties into some of the changes in our society as well, and the changes that we see. A lot of the physical fitness elements, let's say back in the 1950s, there wasn't a lot of weightlifting or anything like that going on.
And training at that time, too, with dieting.
Right. In the 70s, it was a big thing to be running. So the last fitness test really was developed in the late 70s and early 80s. And so this one has, this fitness test, as we're still working through that, has all the components of fitness, but you can look at some of the CrossFit training that's going on across the country and the world. It brings in a lot of these different physical fitness attributes. So I think we see that as an element of the changing times and what's going on in society right now.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you can tell if somebody can pull the ball to the right side or is better off hitting to the opposite field a lot better now, right?
That's right.
That's what all these analytics are all about. So, and it's great to have them to update us to try to be the best we can be physically, no doubt about
that. That's right.
What's the selling point for you when you're out there on the road trying to recruit someone, or maybe you speak before a group of young people or a group of young people come to West Point to look around to see if the Army is for them? On your end, what's the selling point?
Well, so first off, for any of our listeners out there, I'd recommend if they're interested in West Point to go out to our website, www.westpoint.edu, and click on the admissions tab. But I'd say our best-selling point are our cadets. When we travel to speak with students, parents, teachers, other influencers, our best credentials are our people. And so these young men and women who were in high school just a few years earlier can speak to these students and to the parents and let them know what West Point means to them, how it's changed their lives, and why they chose to come. Our selling point really is that. And it's really an authentic story that we will tell to the candidates and to the parents. I receive very positive feedback, especially from mothers when I speak with them. I tell them about my background. We have the cadets speak with them as well, and they really appreciate the authenticity of where, and we answer the questions to the best of our ability, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything. And they really appreciate that authentic response to them.
Colonel Denver McDonald, the Director of Admissions at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, the United States Army, right here in Orange County. On Orange County Talk Radio, I'm John Marino. Colonel McDonald, our society has become much more diverse than it was over the past number of decades. Now we're going full steam ahead with that. How has the Army adapted to all these demographic changes?
Well, that's a very good question, John. So I would say, and again, the Army is a microcosm of society. And so as we move forward, the Army serves its nation. And so we want to ensure that we have proper representation, not only in the enlisted force, but also in the officer corps as well, that will represent our people and our nation. And so as we move into a more diverse background of and as we look in the next 10, 15, 20 years of where we're going to be, we want to ensure that we have outreach not only geographically to all 50 states, but also to ensure that there's input and influence and inspiration to all of our nation that might want to consider coming into the military. So we have increased our marketing efforts across the board. One good example is about 8 years ago, we increased marketing efforts to African Americans and women, because then Chief of Staff of the Army requested that we increase at least our outreach to these two areas. And with this increased marketing, we've seen gains in both of those areas. We also opened up two women NCAA collegiate sports programs that we didn't have prior to that. Yeah, women's lacrosse and women's rugby. Mm-hmm. Both of those added to interest from the young ladies in high school that perhaps wanted to pursue these college sports, and West Point didn't have that prior to 2012.
And lacrosse is, of course, a huge sport in this area here in the Hudson Valley.
It is.
So an added selling point, too.
It is. And so that's really, as we look to the future of where our demographics in the nation will be in the next 20 years, then we try to ensure that we have outreach and inspiration to encourage the diversity of individuals to apply to West Point.
Class of 2021 just graduated a couple of weeks ago, a record number of Black women, 47 overall. Now, that's something.
Yes, sir, it is. No, we've had a marvelous success in our marketing and recruitment efforts. And it's just, we continue to see these with the incoming class. It's highly competitive. It's a smaller class than the class of 21 was. But we're still seeing unparalleled success and the number of scholars, leaders, the diversity numbers that are coming in. And again, it just underscores the importance of our marketing efforts, our outreach efforts, and getting the information out to parents, families, and influencers across the country to ensure that they understand what West Point's about.
The incoming class of 2025, they'll be in within the next few days. You are basically part of the official welcome wagon to welcome them to West Point. This will be the most diverse class ever in the Army's history.
It will be, yes, sir. So we have 299 women entering this year. I think we have 187 African-American cadets entering this year, the highest number of Asian-American cadets, and the second highest number of scholars coming in. We have 10 combat veterans entering and 76 prior service soldiers. We have students from every state in the country, and we have 16 international cadets coming from 14 different nations.
Army-Navy football, Army-Navy basketball, lacrosse, etc. What does that mean to you? Do the words bragging rights ring a bell?
Yeah, the 364 days of the year, Army and Navy are on the same side. But when it comes to, and I'll say this just with football, but even though we do play them in other sports, but that Army-Navy game in December, when we're two rivals, it absolutely is, it brings to mind just that a civil war is what there was a book that was published about 15 years ago, talking about it being a war, but it was a civilized war between two sections of the military that come together to battle, but otherwise are on the same side. And I did, that leads me to something else when I talk about the Army Athletic Program. When we talk about our recruitment efforts and our outreach to the country, the athletic program opens windows into parts of the country that we may not have reached otherwise. Young men and women that may not have ever heard of West Point, all of a sudden an Army coach calls them and says, hey, how would you like to run for the academy? Or you play a mean game of volleyball, come work with us at West Point. All of a sudden, this opens a window to the military and West Point in ways that we haven't been able to reach before.
Coach K is an Army alumnus. Mike Krzyzewski, legendary college hoops coach at Duke, about to retire after one more season at the helm down in Chapel Hill. Mike Krzyzewski captained the Army basketball team in the late 60s, led the team to the NIT, the National Invitational Tournament, did so a decade later as a head coach, part of his five seasons at the helm as head coach at West Point. What could be a better selling point than Coach K was a cadet and is a cadet?
That's right. No, we have a lot of just storied leaders that graduate from the academy. They serve in the military. They go out and they serve well in civilian society. They're inspirations to generations to come. So it's not only about the academic excellence that we have, the physical excellence, the military excellence, but it's the excellence of service to the nation in many capacities.
Mm-hmm. By the way, a little aside, I had a long time ago connection to the Army Athletic Program. The old WFAS radio in White Plains back in the late 80s was the flagship station of Army Black Knights football. And I was the producer of Army football and also the network announcer down the line during the games too. Long time ago, back in 1988. So just came to mind to me a few days ago about that.
It wasn't that long ago. I was a cadet during that time.
So when you think about it. It went by fast, and it was a lot of fun. By the way, will Mikey Stadium be fully open come fall for football?
I believe so. However, I don't want to get ahead of where we are. We're still in our COVID. We're emerging from COVID, just like the rest of the country and New York State. I think there are positive indications that we may be able to move in that direction, but I'm not at liberty to make that assessment today.
Mm-hmm. You think Army, Navy, and every sport going at each other, Army Air Force, Navy Air Force, where are the Marines in all of this?
Well, the Marines fall within the Naval Academy, so the Marines will be on the Army-Navy game as well. They are a subcomponent of the Naval Academy, even though they're a separate branch.
Mm-hmm. Can't we get them to have their own team?
You know what? I think that might be something that maybe for another discussion on another day.
I'd love to see that, no doubt. By the way, at the end of Army Navy every year in Philadelphia, the cadets and midshipmen get together after the game to sing together, correct?
They do. They do. We sing our alma mater. The goal is to sing second, because the first team to sing their alma mater has lost the game. So the team that sings second is the one that has won the game. And both teams will join each other, stand side by side. And in that show of not only rivalry, but also
solidarity.
Solidarity. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Army has sung second most of the time the last, I don't know, 50 years or so, right, pretty much?
we've had a very good rivalry. Navy has done very well in some sections of that rivalry, and Army has done very well in others. So so we hope that Army will continue the success and sing second in many more years to come.
If you went up against the Coast Guard or the U.S. Merchant Marine, that would not be a fair fight on the football field or basketball court, I guess, right?
I'll leave that up to the
Coach. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The Merchant Marine and the Coast Guard, they might say something different, right?
That's right.
They would say, bring it on, I guess, right? Which is the right thing to do, obviously. Colonel Deborah McDonald, if someone, again, you touched upon it before, someone thinking about a career in the military, thinking about joining the Army, they want to know what the Army is about, even just to talk for a few minutes about it, what should someone do?
So if someone's interested in looking at West Point or joining the Army, I would, again, direct our listeners out to our website, www.westpoint.edu. Click on the admissions tab. If you're a high school junior and you're listening to this, or you're a family member who has a high school junior, we have something known as the Summer Leaders Experience. It's only open to high school juniors. That application opens every January of their junior year. It gives these young men and women an opportunity to come to West Point for a week, be taught by academy professors, led by West Point cadets, and it gives them a really close up and personal view of what the academy is like and if it will be the right choice for them.
And it's like a feeling out process, I guess, both ways.
It is, but it's very similar to other colleges and universities as well. I would encourage young men and women to visit the school campuses if they can, just like coming to West Point to visit our campus. and our installation, and make sure it, oftentimes the best time to do that is while the school is in session. This past year has been difficult with the COVID restrictions, but really that is the best ability to come see the school, talk to the students that are attending the college, and then make the informed decision on what's right for that young man or young woman.
I want to congratulate you on all you've done for our country, your service at Army and in the military for decades. All the best and thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. And thank you for taking the time to talk with me today. And go Army, beat Navy.
There you go. All right. You heard it right here. And that game, of course, will be in December, right?
It's in December, but it's in New Jersey.
In New Jersey this year. Where? At the Meadowlands?
Well, it's formerly known as the Meadowlands, yes, I think that's where it is.
MetLife Stadium.
Yes, MetLife
Stadium. I always call it the Meadowlands. It's the Meadowlands to me. So
I know. I do the same thing.
So they'll be at MetLife this
tickets
year.
Tickets are on sale right now.
Right now? Okay, how can you get tickets? How can you get tickets to the game?
I think the best thing to do is to go to the westpoint.edu website and click on Army Athletics. And then you can go to the Army Athletics tab and purchase the tickets that way.
I'd say do it fast because that's going to sell out quick, no doubt about that, especially with all the pandemic restrictions lifted at MetLife Stadium now, too.
Okay, absolutely. Yep. We're excited.
Colonel Deborah McDonald, Director of Admissions at the United States Military Academy, the U.S. Army, we thank you for joining us here on What's Happening in the Lower Hudson Valley on Orange County Talk Radio. Orange County Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Robeson Oil, the house that service built. Lipolis Electric, don't be left in the dark. Get Lipolis. Hightower Westchester, managing your wealth to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, Michael Labriola, landscape design and construction of Armonk, and by Tompkins, Mayor Pack Bank. Catch all of our Orange, Dutchess, Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, and Fairfield County talk radio programming on our YouTube channel, Shark Creative YouTube.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative, and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.